Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Welcome to Quote Me, a weekly podcast that seeks to encourage, inspire, and lift you up to be all you were created to be. Words are powerful. Recognizing and celebrating the impact they have on our lives can comfort or challenge us, or both at once. I'm your host, Lindsay Schlegel, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, I hope we can honor the truth, beauty, and goodness of well-chosen language, and so glorify God. Let's begin. My guest today is Anna Camacho, owner and maker of Corda. She makes beautiful saint-inspired candles, and I'm so excited to chat with her today. Anna, thanks for hanging out with me.
Hi, Lindsay. Really excited to chat with you, too.
So we were just chatting a little before we started recording, and you started your business basically the same time that I started my podcast in September of, gosh, what was last year? 2019. Like that time of year when you don't know which one's which, right? And you write the wrong date all the time.
Right.
So you have started this company just a little while ago, largely by the inspiration and the grace of God. Can you tell us a little about your candles and how starting this business has drawn you closer to God?
Wow, that's a great question. Let me start with how I started. So about a year ago, actually, this January marks 1 year in for me. I had this idea to do candles that would be in people's homes that had scents that actually directly connected to different saints. So when you light the candle and you smell it, you are reminded of that holy man or woman or aspect of the faith. And it just, that actually draws you closer to them, which draws you closer to God. And So it took me a while. It took me about 7 months of research and development and testing and all that good stuff. And then, like you said, yeah, I launched September last year, and it's just really taken off. Through my website, I've done a couple fundraisers for Catholic organizations, and I am in stores now, which is so fun. So it's been a really fun year. I actually don't remember what the second question was.
And how has this process drawn you closer to God? It was a very clear call.
Yeah.
Into it with your whole heart.
One of the things that I have really loved about this is, in order to come up with the scent that honors a particular saint, I just deep dive into their life. So if, you know, basically every prayer or novena that is for them or to them, I read and pray it, try and find books on them, if just everything that I can find. And what I have realized is there's a lot of saints that I was drawn to or even would have said that I love this saint, but I didn't actually know much about them beyond like the soundbite. And part of me was a little afraid that like I would get to know these people and then be like, oh, they weren't that cool, or like, I don't know, you know, like,
was one of those lame saints.
Yeah,
not the cool ones.
Exactly. Or just like, okay, well, they're fine, but like, maybe I love someone else. But every single saint has just been, I mean, you just see their whole life. And, you know, like Joan of Arc is a great example where people know her because she was a soldier. Well, actually, she wasn't a soldier. She was never in combat, but she was on the front lines. And she was also a mystic. And her whole life was like just really, really incredible. Like her whole life, not just like this little bitty snapshot of her. Damien and Molokai is another one where like you learn about their personalities. And, you know, he was, you know, he could be kind of like, he wasn't perfect. Let's just say that. Like
you learn that they're like very difficult in interpersonal relationships.
Yeah. They're so human. Like they're just so human. And I really love that. And you just fall in love with them even more. And of course they always point us to Christ, to God. And so you just can't help but grow in your faith through this whole process. It's really been amazing.
I love that. And what I love even more is that your quote is actually from Food and Wine magazine.
Yes.
I mean, the same quotes you could, I'm sure you go on, I'm sure you have like gems that we haven't, like most of us haven't discovered yet. But today we're going to talk about a chef quoted in Food and Wine 2017.
I love it. Yep.
So the quote is, "Do as it should be done," which actually really sounds like something a saint would say. Like, I feel like I've read things that like Saint Jose Maria Escrivá would have said something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why it resonates so much with me, because it really speaks to the fact that things are good in and of itself. Creation is good. Like everything is a gift to us from God. And whatever we do should respect that gift and honor it. And, so that's sort of where I go with it. And it definitely like leans into how I do business, how I create, but also just like how you live your life, like at any given moment, like how to be a good human, which I love too.
Right. So you found this, you said you have it, ripped out and in your studio and on Instagram. If by the time you guys are listening to this, the picture of it will be up on Instagram. But it's you had this before you even, I'm thinking of how this like led to where you were, right? Like you were looking for something different in your life and you were waiting for God to show it to you. And I think that patience is like, that is how it should be done. Like instead of, this is not about forcing something. It's not about being impatient or hurrying or pushing our own agenda on something. But as things should be done is like according to God's will.
Yeah, no, that's a really great point. And also it can be really challenging to live that out. But yeah, the quote, "Do it as it should be done," of just, yeah, I think it first sort of like, makes you stop and reflect and say, well, how should this be done? Like you flags that question. And so there is a way that's like good and even like proper to the task in front of you, whether that's praying and waiting, you know, in patience, or it's washing your dishes, or, you know, everything in our lives. I feel like it applies kind of all the way across the board.
Right. And are you willing to do it that way and to take the time to figure out what it is? I think that's the part a lot of us skip out on. I think there's a lot of like, God, if you would just show me really directly, like if you could email me, send me a text, something, tell me exactly what you need me to do. Like I think some of us just feel like, okay, well, I'll go do that if you would just tell me. But sometimes it's that waiting and that discerning that he's asking us to do. And that's a lot harder, but.
Yeah. And we were talking a little bit about that before the show, just kind of with my own journey with Quota. I was actually in jobs for, I think it was like 8 or 10 years, where I was just like, I know this isn't fulfilling. I felt like I died a little bit more like every day. Like it was a little soul killing. And I just really I knew what I was longing for, but I didn't know how to get there. And so for years, like, I mean, it's such a gift to be able to look back and be like, it was good to be faithful and it was good to stay open and to trust and like to be present where you are in that moment, and keep showing up and do it as it should be done, even though like the job wasn't, you know, maybe the best fit for me. And just trust that like, this is where I'm supposed to be now. I need to do it as it deserves. And then, but there may be something else like waiting in the future.
Right. But do we trust God more than just now? Like, do we trust him with our future too? Or do we feel like I have to figure this out now so I can get to the thing that I think you're calling me to, but I don't trust your timing. I don't think you know what you're doing, God. I feel like more and more as I reflect on life, and I think more and more as I have these conversations, I'm realizing like how many things do we do in our lives that are showing God that we don't trust him. And when we try to do things our own way, we're telling him, yeah, but I don't believe you and I don't trust you and I won't give you these pieces of myself. I'm going to hold on to them until I get what I want.
I mean, I'm getting chills right now, actually.
But we're listening and we're following him. And I think that's so great that this didn't come from a saint. Now, like it could have, and maybe another, I mean, I Googled it before the show too, to see if, I was trying to find the chef's name to find the article, but I didn't. And a similar phrase showed up in like, I don't know, something about agriculture. Like, I think it just speaks to how this can be applied to so many different ways in our lives. And maybe some people would say that, like, you don't even need God for this to apply. But I think the fact of like, as it should be done, suggests that there is a, as you said, like a proper way of doing things.
Yeah, and that's one of the amazing things about the saints is like we're all called to holiness, but in our own like life, in the context, in the situation, in the historical time period, like in the particular geography, like, you know, we're all called to that and we're all going to do it in our particular way. But there is, you know, the way to love God is both simple and straightforward, and also like as diverse as all of us are, if that makes sense. Yeah,
I think there's a proper way to do things, but it doesn't mean there's one way to do things.
Exactly.
Like, but it's proper for me and my calling and my vocation and my family is not the same as, you know, my next door neighbor.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm looking at, I have the little magazine sheet in front of me. And the chef is talking about where he first heard the phrase, actually. And he had gone to France to do a stage, which is kind of like an apprenticeship or internship. And the chef in France is the one who said it to him. And it's like, so then he's like, well, what is a restaurant? Like, what should I be doing? Like, how do I make the best? Like, and I love that you were talking about agriculture. Like, how does this plant like best thrive, you know, what kind of soil, what kind of light, what kind of nutrients, like, and that's going to be different depending on what you're trying to grow. And you can't just like say, well, I'm going to grow the way I want to grow.
Right. I'm going to grow this carrot the same way I grow a cactus. Like, good luck.
Yeah, exactly. So first, like receiving the thing itself, like receiving the gift of it and sort of just appreciating it. And then doing what you can to sort of honor that or take care of it or whatever you need to do. But there's that, it also reminds me of that really great quote, which I can't remember the saint, but I think it's Mother Teresa, where they say, wash the dish like for the person who needs it next.
Not because you care about the dish, but
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing of like, what is this dish for? Well, it's made to be used, which means it should be clean. So like having it ready to go.
Yeah. And I love what you said before about like you were, once you got to this stage, once you heard the call for the candles and you pursued it and it took a lot, but you did it and you've seen the fruit of it already. You can look back and say, I'm so grateful I was faithful. And I think God would say the same thing, you know, that he's grateful that you are faithful. And I think we can get so focused on the destination to, you know, steal a cliche, like we forget about the journey. But the journey is where we show our faithfulness, and the journey is where we show that we really do trust God and that we really do put our lives in his hands. Not only if we get what we want in the end, and if the quote unquote end comes when we want it to, but do we really trust him with all of ourselves the whole way along?
And be willing to go where he leads us, you know, and it's often like not somewhere that we would have picked ourselves, and because that will help us grow the most, I think. And I mean, that's, again, it's one of those things that's easy to say, but when you see these saints' lives, I mean, Damian Molokai is a great example. He wasn't even supposed to go to Hawaii. Like, it was actually his brother who joined the order before him. He volunteered. He was going to go. And then he got sick, like, right before his ship was supposed to leave.
Yes.
So Damian, who wasn't a priest at the time or anything, he was like, well, I'll go. So then he spends, like, it was insane. It was like 8 months at sea, coming from Belgium to Hawaii. He gets there, he finishes his studies, but he actually was on the Big Island for like 8 years, which a lot of people don't know, which I didn't know. So again, he's just like being where God placed him, like open to service there. And then like 8 years in, they're like, oh, we need these people to go to this island. That's really awful. And then, you know, and then like,
I shouldn't be laughing, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. And then like this other part of his life opened up. So it's just, just really, like you said, being faithful sort of where you are and just trusting in that.
Yeah. And I think when we see other people doing that, when we look at the saints, or even when we look at our brothers and sisters who are, you know, our contemporaries, and we see someone else who is confident and faithful. There's so much in our world that's telling us that this is a bad idea, or it's silly, or it's unnecessary. Like, you do you, you can figure it out on your own. What are you even talking about? But I think when we see others doing it, I think it can help us too. There's something really beautiful about the community that we have as a church. And just in like other communities, even people who may not be practicing faith the same way, the people who really trust that they're going in the direction that they're going.
Absolutely.
We kind of give each other permission to do that in a world that in so many other ways is telling us it's a waste of time.
Exactly. No, I completely agree.
We need to wrap it up. I'm just checking the time. Thank you so much, Anna. That was such a fabulous conversation. And your candles are beautiful. We'll have links to them in the show notes and on Instagram. So listeners, please check them out. I think you will be, as enamored with them as I am. So Anna, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you so much. It was really fun, Lindsay.
Beautiful. And we'll I hope we chat again soon. Listeners, to suggest a quote or a guest, follow the show on Instagram, quoteme_podcast, or contact me at my website, lindsayschlegel.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a review wherever you find your shows, and tell a friend. Until next time, God bless you.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY. That's LEARN2PRAY to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/
Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.